Oil is flowing through Enbridge's new pipeline in southern Michigan, but people who live along the pipeline say the job isn't done yet. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Enbridge's new Line 6B pipeline is in the ground and in service. It runs for 285 miles across the state. The company installed this new pipeline after their old pipeline burst and caused a massive oil spill in 2010. To replace it, they had to cut down trees and tear up people's land. Enbridge has hired contractors to restore those properties in phases. But some landowners in the first phase of the project say they're still waiting for work to be wrapped up.
This is part of my soul being out here.
Peter Baldwin is walking around on the 225 acres of woods he owns in Howell. He says 3 acres of trees were clear-cut to install the new pipeline. Enbridge took him to court to get more land added to the right-of-way to install the new pipeline. As part of the settlement, Baldwin has a court order. It outlines how Enbridge will replace the trees he lost.
This is it right here. Retimbering plan. 6 to 10 foot high trees native to Michigan at a density rate of 70 trees per acre.
That order is dated October 2013.
Well, I've had a lot of promises from Enbridge, but I haven't seen any trees. And they just keep kind of backpedaling or stalling or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if I'll ever see them.
Baldwin is 79 years old. He says he just wants the new trees in the ground. Jeff Insko and his wife, Katie Bowden-Miller, also live along the pipeline near Holly. Insko writes a blog about the pipeline project. He says he's heard from at least 15 other landowners who say Enbridge still has work to do on their properties.
Virtually every landowner that I've spoken to has some small or large matter that is incomplete, whether it's a basement that is flooding because of the regrading that happened when they filled in the trench, or a promise that trees will be planted that have yet to be planted.
Some promises from Enbridge are in signed documents, but others were made over the phone or by email. The new pipeline went into Jeff Insko and Katie Bowden-Miller's backyard more than a year ago. Bowden-Miller says landowners are encountering another big issue. She says Enbridge land agents are pressuring landowners to sign release forms.
They arrived with a final check to pay us for final damages that were nobody anticipated. They asked us to sign a release, releasing them from any problems that we might have in the future with that large area back there. And we refused. At which point they tried to walk away with the check they owed us. I don't want to call it blackmail, but it felt a lot like coercion.
We learned that other homeowners are also being pressured to sign release forms. I asked Enbridge spokesman Jason Mancham about the practice of holding checks until a form is signed.
I don't have any specifics on that.
Mancham confirmed that Enbridge is asking people to sign a release form, but he says it's a standard practice. He says Enbridge will honor its contracts with landowners, including things called line lists. Those are documents land agents drew up with homeowners before the construction began.
Everything that we set out to do at the beginning of the project, so before construction began, is clearly outlined in a signed document with a landowner, and we will go through at the end, and we'll make sure everything on that list is addressed. So if there's any landowner or landowners who are still in need of trees, those trees obviously are still coming. Rest assured that all of those items that we have agreed upon will be complete into, you know, next year when need be.
He says Enbridge wants to complete all of the restoration work along Line 6B by sometime in 2015. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.